Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, and you are listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Well, one of the favorite things that I get to do in my role as CEO is spending time with CMDA members all around the country. People like you who are being impacted by this ministry and the work that the Lord is doing through it. When I travel and visit CMDA members in the U.S. and even overseas, one of the themes that I often hear is that CMDA has so many different ministries and resources, and it's sometimes hard to keep track of them all. And you're not wrong. The Lord continues to bless CMDA and grow its impact as we seek to change hearts in healthcare. And that means the ministries and outreaches involved that are under the umbrella of CMDA, they continue to grow. So we want to help introduce you to all the various facets of CMDA's ministry through CMDA Matters. On this week's episode of the podcast, we are featuring a ministry that, well, you might not be familiar with, even though it's been around for many years. It's called Side by Side. And our guest this week is Rebecca Lehman. She's the new executive director of the Side by Side ministry. Recently, Rebecca got to sit down with CMDA's Vice President of Campus and Community Ministries, Reverend Bill Reichert, and they talked about how Side by Side is impacting healthcare marriages all around the country through its ministry to medical wives. Before we continue, I do have one quick request. For the married guys out there who are listening, would you do me a favor? Would you stop what you're doing? Unless, of course, you're taking out a gallbladder or an appendix, or maybe even more importantly, running an errand for your wife, and share this episode with your wife right now? I promise if she hasn't heard about Side by Side yet, no matter where you are in marriage or in practice, this podcast is for her. And now let's listen in to this recent conversation with Bill and Rebecca.
My guest today is Rebecca Lehman. Rebecca, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Rebecca, let me give you a little introduction to our listeners. Rebecca is the new executive director of Side by Side Ministries, which we're going to hear about in just a minute. Rebecca is married to Joshua for 15 years, and I want to talk a little bit about Joshua and his career and what he does. But they have four kids, two twins, Noah and Lily, age 12, Levi, age 8, and Emma Grace, age 3. And the Lehmans are actively involved in Trinity New Life Church in their community. And as I mentioned earlier, Rebecca is the new executive director for Side by Side. Before taking that role, Rebecca, you were you had a couple of roles within Side by Side. You were certainly the local leader as well as a regional director in the South. And I know you play also various volunteer roles at your church and committed to, I'm sure, a plethora of things and opportunities in your community. But you take a significant amount of time working and investing in the lives of women in Side by Side and giving leadership to the ministry. And I'm grateful that you have started this role, and it's been a couple of months since you started. And we want to learn a little bit more about Side by Side. So before we get into your story a little bit more, what is Side by Side Ministry?
Side by Side is a ministry that is specifically designed to support women that are in medical and dental marriages in all the various stages of their training. So whether their husband may be in training, out of training, we're here to support and bring fellowship and community, helping women grow closer to Christ and building up strong Christian marriages.
So your husband, Joshua, he is a physician. Tell me a little bit about what he does.
Yeah, Joshua is a family practice. He's an attending out here in Spring Hill, Florida, and he's actually more of a geriatrician. He works with Medicare Advantage, and he really enjoys the career that he has. He has a great rapport with his patients and gets to have this kind of almost this nostalgic type of medicine practice where he gets to see his patients not only in the clinic, but also in the hospital as well. So he's a part-time or most of the time in the clinic and a little bit in the hospital as well.
So how did you connect with Side by Side? When did that journey begin? What was the catalyst for getting connected with this ministry?
All right. Well, about 12 years ago, I had Noah and Lily. They were born twins, and my husband was a third-year medical student. We had thought we would start our family young, and the Lord surprised us with two bundles of joy. And so I showed up at my first side-by-side meeting in Glendale, Arizona, with two car seats, one in each hand. And I came to this meeting, and I thought, I have no idea what I'm doing here, but it's going to be great. As soon as I sat down, the ladies, I felt known. I felt seen. I think each one of them grabbed a baby. They got me a cup of coffee, and I was like, yeah, I'm with my people. This is where I need to be. They just understood. They knew the demands of a medical marriage, of being in medical school, matching boards, applications, all of the ins and outs. They had just amazing knowledge, and it was an incredible place to be. And from that moment, 12 years ago, I was hooked.
Yeah, I think you're touching on the very, you know, reason why a ministry like Side by Side is so critical is there are unique stresses and unique seasons and things that happen in the lives of a married couple, especially if they're in medicine. What do you see as some of the unique challenges that women and their families face who are married to physicians?
Well, of course, there's going to be this time pressure. That's one thing that really stands apart in the medical dental journey. We have women who are married to husbands who are working, you know, astronomical hours. They're gone from home. And so they're carrying the loads and demands of home and family life. And it often can be very lonely. And so we come alongside them in that. And also, I think another thing I would love to touch on is we call it this idea of IGB, as it's known in the secular world. It gets better. And it's this idea that once your husband is done with training, you're going to get to IGB. It gets better. Kind of this false hope, this false pretense that once your husband makes money, everything's good, everything's fine and dandy. You're a doctor's wife, you're a dentist's wife. Surely you have no problems, which we know is the exact opposite of the call of a spouse in a medical marriage.
Yeah, that's so key. We talk about that even with the medical students. You know, they often think, well, it's just going to get easier at the next step somehow. It only gets more complicated. Life gets only more complicated. The training gets more complicated. Again, life does if you know, with marriages and then children and all of a sudden now you own a home and or two homes, and it just becomes, life just becomes more challenging and difficult. And so it is so key to be able to create these communities where we know we're not alone, that we're in this together. And I imagine the community is such a big part of what happens. I mean, with Side by Side, tell us a little bit about what happens within Side by Side Ministries.
Yeah, we are a Bible study-based group. And basically, we meet, some chapters meet weekly, some meet bi-weekly. Many have play dates, social opportunities. One beautiful thing about Side by Side is that every chapter is unique in that it meets the needs of the community that it surrounds. And yet at the same time, we have this underlying root of the foundation being in common, which is our love for Jesus and our love for our husbands and our commonality in the medical field.
Yeah, the opportunity to get involved with Side by Side can start as soon as someone enters medical school, right? They happen to be married and their wives and children can be involved, and then through residency and then even as an attending. I mean, there's no, you don't age out. I mean, it has people all different ages and stages. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. And we always say that we love seeing those generational differences because really that's where we're able to glean from the women who are older and wiser and who have walked before us. And yet at the same time, we can have peers that are in the same stage. And, you know, it can be lonely even as a, let's say, 60-something woman whose husband is still in his career. And, you know, maybe other people have already retired. It can also be quite lonely when you're in your 20s and, you know, many of your other peers' husbands are home or available and yours is not. So we find that this idea of connecting in community, it's relevant, like you said, from training all the way to retirement.
So, I mean, what I'm about to say, I want to qualify to say I you know, I've been a pastor in a church. I have a high regard for the local church. You're involved very much in your local church. So the question I think people will often ask is, I've already got my connections. Why do I need side by side? What would you say? I mean, what rationale, what reason may it be for a woman to get connected with side by side if they've got maybe a certain level of connections in their community through their local church?
I think it's just being able to be seen and known specific to the medical journey. So the discussions that we're having week in and week out, they can be really kind of these niche conversations that are specific to what our husbands are going through. And sometimes, kind of like I alluded to before, oh, you're a doctor's wife, you have no problems. Mm. There can just be a lot of unique demands. I think that's true in many different careers. Example, military wives, firefighter, first responder wives. I think side by side is such a phenomenal setup that there should be, you know, evangelical groups like this for all types of careers where wives can come alongside, like we say, side by side with each other, other women, but also coming alongside of our husbands.
That's what I have seen with my daughter. My daughter is married with kids and married to a general surgery resident. And, you know, I have seen the church, you know, has been an integral part of their lives, but there was always a gap too. There was a gap in not completely maybe understanding some of the uniqueness of that profession, the unique pressures, some of the unique strains, some of the things that were required for not only, you know, for their husbands, but also for their families. And it was good for her, and it is, and it continues to be good for her to have, you know, side by side in other relationships with other wives in her community to help support and undergird her during this season. And so I have seen personally for my own family just how important this ministry is, and so grateful for it. And now, as I mentioned earlier, you've had experience in the nonprofit world. You've had leadership in other opportunities, and yet you're new at this role. This has only been a couple of months, but Side by Side's been around for a while. Tell us a little bit about the history now. It started how long ago?
1987. And I was a mere 2 years old, I would like to add, okay, at that time. And the ministry started with Robin Morgenthaler. She's out in Rochester, Minnesota, and her husband was retiring from the military and found himself at Mayo Clinic. And she tells this story that she was a little bit, you know, afraid, and she even called herself cowardly. I don't know if I would go that far, but to say that she was nervous to put herself out there to gather women, but she had felt the call of God that this was something that she was going to do. And so she built up some confidence over the course of several years and eventually went out in bravery and invited a handful of women to come and sit around a kitchen table with her to discuss the Bible and marriages and just be together in fellowship. Very quickly, the ministry grew from, I think it was like 5 or 6 to 18, then to 40 women in 3 different homes at 3 different kitchen tables. And we fast forward all the way to 2023, and we have 85 chapters, several international chapters. We have chapters all across the country, and we're growing. We're always looking for women who are planted in different cities, different medical schools, that are strong in their faith and looking to bring together women and build up these marriages.
That really shows just how God was in this from the very beginning. This is a movement. This isn't something that CMDA programmed or tried to get started. This was something that happened from the grassroots up. And in fact, Side by Side had been going on for a little while before then they connected with CMDA, realizing there was some real synergy in this coming together. And we often see within our local ministries, within CMDA, whether it be campus chapters or local community groups, we'll often see a real connection and kind of a synergy with the side-by-side chapter in that community. And so it has really been to the benefit of both groups to come together. And I think it's even become more so of late, because now your role as executive director is you've become an employee, a part of CMDA. You have some administrative help that's also employed. Now, I should say, with that, most, if not all, of the folks involved in Side by Side, it is purely volunteer. I mean, it really truly is a volunteer organization with your leadership.
Absolutely. And the women are so passionate about what they're doing, that we see these women step up and say, yes, I hear that call of God as well in my community. I see and I feel the power of God transforming in my marriage when I'm connected with other women. And then they want to go out and do it again. In fact, even for myself, I started as a member in Glendale, Arizona, where my husband was in medical school. And when the Lord picked us up and flopped us in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, I was like, yeah, that same Bible study needs to be here in Tampa. And that's how I got connected with another gal who had also just moved to the area. And together we were like, let's do this. Let's impact the community here in the greater Tampa Bay area.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, like I said, you've been at this for a couple months, so it may seem premature for me to ask you this question, because I know you're still getting the lay of the land, but now you've kind of been where you're at, you're giving leadership as executive director. Where do you see side by side, looking forward, looking ahead? What are some of the opportunities and challenges that you see right now that are in front of you with side by side?
That's a great question. I have the privilege and joy and honor of coming to meet CMDA staff in person at the headquarters in Bristol, Tennessee, just earlier this month. And wow, it was just such a joy to see all of the different commissions, all of these different ministries that are totally, they're all running in their own lanes, and all the work that they do is so incredibly important and valuable. And just coming to see a part of the greater scope of what CMDA does, it really inspired me to use the word integration. Integration is where we see side by side going, especially in the next 12 months, coming in as a commission under the Christian Medical Dental Associations, and seeing how this can be such a mutually beneficial. We can do so much more to bring glory to God as we work together, just in terms of, let's say, global health outreach. You know, we have husbands and wives who we hope in 2025 to send to the mission field together. I mean, what a blessing that's going to be, not only for those marriages, but for the families and people that they impact overseas. Even in terms of the advocacy team, meeting them and seeing the amazing, incredible work that they're doing, and knowing that we have wives that are married to doctors, dentists, medical students who are passionate as well about the different endeavors that the team has. And so linking up together all of these people who have different gifts and different talents and seeing how we can work together, it's actually just so exciting. I can't wait to see what the future looks like.
The greater integration is only going to lift up both organizations, and to see that we're working towards common purposes, although maybe from different sides. I mean, side by side, focusing certainly on the wives, their families, CMDA, wanting to see, I mean, the family flourishes, the marriages flourish when your husbands flourish, when the spouse flourishes, when they are growing in their walk with the Lord, when they are feeling supported in their, you know, maybe issues of right of conscience, or being able to exercise and practice their, you know, express their faith in the context of medicine. When they're flourishing and they're thriving, the family thrives and flourishes. And so I think, you know, coming together, CMDA and side by side in a much more integrated approach, I think is of great benefit. And I'm looking forward to the future and what it's going to bring in terms of this new found relationship together. And of course, your new leadership, having fresh eyes and being able to see things from a uniquely different perspective, albeit though, you know, you're carrying forward the great legacies that Robin Morgenthaler laid, those foundations. You're building upon those as well. So it's both building on those foundations, but also bringing some of your own perspectives, your own energy. So I'm excited about the future side by side. And let me ask you, so there's a couple of challenges. There's let's say there's a young woman who's saying, okay, I need to find side by side in my community. How do they do that? And then the second part of that question is going to be, if they do have side by side in the community, what's next? But if they don't, what's next?
Fantastic. Great questions. Well, there's so many ways to connect with us. And one of the best ways is on Facebook and Instagram. So social media, side by side, CMDA. So again, just search on Facebook or Instagram, Side by Side, CMDA, and we're going to pop right up. You can connect with us there. You can also find us at the CMDA website. And so if there is a chapter in the local area, it is listed on the website, and everything's broken up into regions. So there are regions and regional directors. You can get in contact with one of our regional directors. From there, they will be able to connect you to a local chapter. Now, if there isn't a local chapter, we have an entire little flowchart process that we can go through to start connecting people that live in new cities that may want to develop. It really only takes, you know, a couple of people. All you need is a handful of people around a kitchen table, and that's all it takes to have community, and great community at that. So again, just connect with us if you're interested and find out, and we take steps from there.
We'll make sure to put those links in the show notes too, so people have access to that as well. And if they are needing to start a new chapter, it sounds like you'll have somebody to kind of come alongside and coach and resource and do what it takes to help launch that as well, right?
Yes, our executive team, a regional director would be a direct contact for anyone that has a chapter, that is a chapter leader. And so they come alongside, and they're going to serve as, you know, a prayer warrior, someone to walk you through tax IDs and all of these little ins and outs that may be necessary. It's not overly complicated. The main starting point and the foundation for starting a chapter is really feeling that call from God, having a fire for the Lord, and having a passion for marriages, and just the beautiful picture that the marriage is between a husband and a wife, and how it just brings so much glory to God and His church. So if the heart is there in the right place, then all of the administrative and logistics, that all really falls into place pretty easily. Once that foundation is there, it's pretty obvious.
Well, again, we've covered a lot of ground, and I, you know, for those who may be learning about CMDA, that is Side by Side, for the first time, I just encourage you to get connected with Rebecca and her team. Go on those sites, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or our website. Again, those links will be in the show notes. If you're, you know, involved in Side by Side, I just encourage you to continue to press in deeper still to those relationships. Those are they're very life-giving. And again, I think to your point is when you moved on from medical school to residency, you took Side by Side with you. So this is such an organic way of growing the ministry, because people do move on. They transition from medical, dental school to residency to their professional career. And so bring Side by Side with you wherever you happen to go, and be able to create those environments, those places where women can connect and grow together in the Lord and support one another, and to realize that they're not alone. I think that's just one of the most significant things that can happen for both the wives as well as for their husbands, is just knowing that there's a community around them. And Side by Side is such an integral part in creating that community. So anything you want to say that hasn't been said, Rebecca? Anything that you want to encourage those who may be listening? Now's your chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm just so passionate about marriage. And so I'd love to share this quote for you from Tim Keller's book called The Meaning of Marriage. And it says, within this Christian vision of marriage, here's what it means to fall in love. It's to look at another person and get a glimpse of what God is creating, and to say, I see who God is making you, and it excites me. I want to be a part of that. I want to partner with you and God in the journey you are taking to His throne. And when we get there together, I will look at your magnificence and say, I always knew you could be like this. I got glimpses of it on earth, but now look at you. And I just think, isn't that so beautiful that we have these Christian marriages, and that we can come alongside and we can integrate the Lord and what He's doing in and through the family units, and what He's doing in and through the Christian medical and dental experience, and we can bring that all together. I'm overwhelmed to see that the way that the Lord has uniquely woven all of these ministries together so that we can support each other well and help each other carry the burdens of this journey, which is medical dental field.
Well said. And I also believe God has uniquely prepared you for times such as this to carry forward the mantle of Side by Side. And so thank you for your obedience, you know, hearing God's voice. And as He spoke to you, as He led you in this direction, that you followed, and that you are at this place, giving leadership and direction to the work of Side by Side. I believe not only is it, I'm sure, a blessing to you to be involved in the ministry, but your faithfulness and commitment to it will be a blessing to so many women. And so I'm grateful for it. And thank you again for your leadership and work with Side by Side, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. That's such a sweet compliment.
Well, I enjoyed hearing Bill and Rebecca chat about the importance of community that is nurtured within Side by Side groups and, frankly, within CMDA as a whole. If you weren't aware, one of our top priorities for ministry among healthcare professionals is actually starting and strengthening these very communities. In fact, the core of our ministry happens in local communities and on campuses where healthcare professionals and students grow together, pursuing the character of Christ as members of the body of Christ. And Side by Side fits perfectly into that work. By the way, this interview was originally featured on the Student Pulse podcast that Bill Reichert hosts on a regular basis. If you'd like to listen to that podcast and find out more, be sure to visit ccm.cmda.org. The history of the origins of this ministry, Side by Side, are an incredible look into the providence and the all-powerful workings of the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful that Side by Side founder Robin Morgenthaler listened to that call from God to start this ministry around her own kitchen table back in the late 80s. Speaking of Robin, she recently received the 2023 President's Heritage Award during our recent national convention. Her story is a great testimony of an individual who followed God's leading and has dedicated her life and work to support the mission of CMDA. If you missed it at the convention, you can read more and even watch a video about Robin and the origins of Side by Side by going to cmda.org/awards. As an added bonus, you'll find other encouraging stories about some incredible men and women of God who have been honored by CMDA for their faithful work over the years.
Registration is now open for the 2024 CMDA National Convention. Mark your calendars to join us just outside Asheville, North Carolina at the Ridgecrest Conference Center on May 2nd through 5th, 2024. Our speakers include Pastor Tony Evans, human rights lawyer Ashley Chapman, palliative care physician Dr. Farr Curlin, and more. This convention is your best opportunity to fellowship with other Christians in healthcare, learn about current health and social issues, renew your faith through worship, and network with exhibiting organizations. You definitely don't want to miss it, so visit natcon.cmda.org to register now.
Thank you, Jamie. And incidentally, of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Mr. Will Graham has also agreed to come and be our Saturday evening speaker. So we've got a great lineup, as Jamie just mentioned. Before I close, I do have one last announcement that I know our married couples who've been listening in will want to hear. Just as Rebecca shared with us, it's evident that increasing time pressures and financial burdens and countless demands, they make building strong marriage relationships all the more difficult. You and your spouse are invited to attend an upcoming CMDA Marriage Enrichment Weekend, allowing you to communicate and experience a deeper appreciation for your marriage partnership. Led by members of CMDA's Marriage Commission, these weekends have a threefold format, consisting of brief information sessions, as well as private time for couples to work on assignments and assess their marital relationship. And then finally, coming back together in small group sessions that address the unique needs and stresses of healthcare marriages. I do remember with great fondness that my wife Pam and I attended a marriage enrichment weekend in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on a weekend that came just in time at a critical juncture for us early on in my general surgery practice. If you'd like to learn more and register for an upcoming Marriage Enrichment Weekend, just visit cmda.org/marriage. Next week, I've invited a highly acclaimed attorney from Tennessee who has been advising physicians and hospitals for several decades now. Pastor Burt Jones of our Center for Well-Being, he'll join me in this cogent discussion about how to handle the many challenges that come when you get sued as a healthcare professional. And we'll talk about how we as Christians who live to serve our patients with excellence at all times, what we need to know when walking through the trial of a medical malpractice case. I hope that you'll join us. As always, if you want to suggest a future guest for the podcast, you can email us at cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like our podcast, please be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share us on your favorite social media platform. And by the way, I get so many wonderful comments about this program and how it's put together and just sounds so professional. That's because I have a great team. And thanks again to Rusty Sluter, our sound engineer, and our producer who sets up all these interviews, Mandy Morin. Thanks, guys. I want to finish with a quote from someone who has been deeply impacted herself by the ministry of Side by Side. And these are her words, quote, "I made myself believe that our situation was unique. Therefore, something must be wrong with us, our marriage, because everyone else seems so perfect and happy. When I came to Side by Side, I realized there was nothing unique to ours, but it was unique to medical marriages. I began spending every Wednesday morning surrounded by women choosing to love and serve their husbands, even when getting nothing in return, and encouraging other wives to do the same." Well, this week, I hope you'll check out Side by Side or point someone else in the Side by Side direction. And if you're not married yet, maybe consider sharing this episode with some colleagues and friends who could benefit from the support and the community of Side by Side. And I hope you are part of a local thriving CMDA community yourself. Building community within healthcare is at the heart of bringing the hope and healing of Christ to our world. That's what matters to CMDA, friends. And CMDA matters. We'll see you next week, God willing.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.